We partied our way through Mardi Gras, bad weather and all, dodged the raindrops as we cheered on the Irish and Italians. Now we're working our way towards Hogs for the Cause, and then on to Jazz Fest. But wait, before that fest comes French Quarter Fest, you know, the one started 31 years ago as a way to get locals back into a quarter tortured by torn-up streets and construction in anticipation of the 1984 World's Fair.
It was only ever meant to be a one-year event, but it was such a great idea that in year two or three, it became its own nonprofit organization. And this year, 2014, is the 31st anniversary, which is fantastic. The organization has grown to produce three festivals: French Quarter Festival, of course, in April, Satchmo Summerfest in August, and Christmas New Orleans Style in December.
That's Marcy Schramm. Since 2008, after a three-year stint as executive director with the New Orleans Opera, she's been running French Quarter Festivals Incorporated, a group that she says has defined itself through its original mandate, a totally free party with a purpose.
What's our purpose? We're multi-purpose. We exist because the neighborhood needed economic health. We take for granted that the French Quarter was always thriving. It wasn't. It was in really bad shape for some decades. And so French Quarter Festival was born and has a mission statement that we are there to contribute to the economic quality of the French Quarter. Last year's economic impact was $260 million just for French Quarter Festival, and that is second in the city only to Mardi Gras.
Now, to be clear, hundreds of thousands of tourists spending money on hotel rooms, restaurants, bars, and shopping is a good thing. But what happens to a festival for us in all that growth?
We are more aware than anyone of the popularity and the fact that New Orleans' best-kept secret hasn't been a secret for years, really. I will say we work really, really hard to embrace our locals and keep our locals happy, and every year try and improve the experience so that they don't stop coming. And this year we're working, I keep saying we're not reinventing the wheel, we're improving the wheel. We've done a lot of things this year to make it a better experience. We're spreading things out. We've moved some stages around. We're removing stages to make big picnic areas and dining areas and just more elbow room for people. We're also almost doubling our police out there, not because we need to, but because we feel like it's the responsible thing to do. And then as we move forward, we've got our eyes very firmly fixed on Crescent Park, that beautiful new space downriver that, reaches from the quarter back into the Marigny.
Sour memories of the recent NBA weekend, with its seeming disappearance of all available cabs and no other apparent way for locals to get from one part of town to another without a car, might make one wonder how local festgoers will actually get from the quarter to the Marigny without driving.
A lot of our sponsors, they don't just write checks. They're very creative. Last year, Chevron sponsored free pedicabs, and people could take free pedicabs wherever they need to go. And they did it for Satchmo and for French Quarter Festival. And so our sponsors really dig in deep, and they want to help improve the customer experience also. Between Capital One sponsoring the free shuttles that locals ride, which is invaluable, you know, as a way for locals to not have to fight the traffic in the quarter. I think, you know, more and more people ride their bikes and they take these alternative forms of transportation. And we work closely with RTA to make sure they're maximizing public transportation throughout the weekend. And so we try hard to make sure it's easy for people.
So there you are, evidence that the festival that started out for us is still thoughtful about us. This year, French Quarter Festival, presented by Chevron, begins on Friday, April 11th at 10 a.m. with a second-line kickoff parade from the 100 block of Bourbon Street, and concludes on Sunday, April 13th at 6 p.m. with dancing at dusk in the 400 block of Royal Street. To learn more about everything in between, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.